vision. Your paradigm is about to shift at the intersection of fact and reason. You're entering Kingston Country.
I'm Dan Kingston, and you're listening to the Dan Kingston Podcast. Joining the podcast today is Herman. He's an expert in the situation happening right now in Cameroon. It's a country in Africa really facing dire humanitarian abuses. Just a little background, Cameroon was a German colony split after World War I between the French and the English. Today, Cameroon has independence, but they got a tyrant leader over there, Paul Biya, who's been in charge for over 30 years, committing unimaginable human rights abuses there, extrajudicial killings. Basically, it's genocide is happening there. So thank you for joining the podcast today, Herman. I appreciate it. And you're an expert on this situation. Is that right?
Yeah, thank you for having me, King. I'm impressed being on your show. Not really an expert, but I would say I'm witnessing everything firsthand, and it's terrible what's happening back here.
People are being killed in horrible ways. You're seeing that?
On a daily basis. The extrajudicial killings are multiplying as the days go by. Coupled with the COVID-19 that we're having out now, there's need for a serious intervention from the United Nations. The ceasefire deal is really needed at the moment.
I know that President Trump cut trade with Cameroon because the leader there, the tyrant, Paul Biya, is doing what you just said, is committing these horrible acts. Meanwhile, China and Russia are investing. Also, France has been investing in the country. Do you think that's part of the reason why you're not getting support from the United Nations, because Russia and China are just so influential?
I'll start by answering that question with France. France is a major issue. You know, almost 14 African countries contribute their foreign reserves and deposit in French banks. So the French are trying to bring in the Russians and the Chinese so they can bypass any vote at the United Nations Security Council for possible intervention. Going by the recent oil deal that has been offered the Russians, Russian companies with oil.
We're breaking up a little bit, Herman. The internet's breaking up. So, hold on 1 second. The internet's breaking up, and I want to apologize for people listening. They have a bad internet connection. Obviously, it's hard to connect to a Cameroon. They have limited internet access. We're going to try to get that connection. Can you hear me, Herman? Try saying something now.
Yeah,
we'll see.
I get you now.
Yeah, you're good. Okay. So you got cut off when you're talking about the oil and gas connection there with Russia.
Yeah, the oil and gas connection with Russia. France is selling out off to the Russians because it wants the Russian support in order to achieve its missions here. If not, I don't see why they are trying to bring in the Russians at this time. The Chinese are here trying to lobby for the construction of a new National Assembly building that's in millions of dollars just to keep a hold of what they have going on here. And it's really terrible. It's really, really so bad that words alone cannot express this. We are happy President Trump cut foreign trade with Cameroon. We want more. We always want more. Talking on the military front, the Croatians are now supplying the Cameroonian army a special squad, the BIR, Battalion d'Intervention Rapide, with weapons. That's absurd. That's really so bad. We need foreign intervention in this.
Well, let me ask you, Paul Biya is killing everyone that's not a member of his own tribe. That sounds like genocide to me. Am I right about that?
Yeah. We are under a genocide at the moment. The southern Cameroon is facing a terrible genocide. It's really terrible on a scale. It's so big on a scale never been seen before by Rwanda. Rwanda faced this, right? And the world said enough. Well, the United Nations should intervene.
Could this become a Rwanda situation? Could it really grow into something on that scale?
It could grow. It's already growing because we've seen journalists journalists actually calling for the extermination of Anglophones because they consider us as enemies of the state. They call us rats, they call us an insignificant minority, two cubes of sugar in an ocean of water. So we are really appealing for foreign aid.
Didn't the foreign minister, somebody at Cameroon, an official government person, say that a certain tribe was asking to be gassed or something like that, saying that they are acting like Jews were acting and they're going to get what they were calling? I mean, it sounds like horrible, horrible things are being said about the southern Cameroonians. I don't know if I pronounced that right. Horrible, horrible things, not just from journalists, but from the government. They're just like actively calling for killings.
They are. And they are actually, they are sponsoring militias on the ground to go after southern Cameroonians. I'll take a point. We have the Fulanese. The Fulanese are being sponsored by government ministers to, carry out communal violence on Christians. I could say there's persecution going on back here. Journalists from the mainstream media are not granted access into the southern Cameroons by the government in Yaoundé. So the whole scenario cannot be felt by the world because nobody is on the ground who can get a first-hand report. Human Rights Watch has lost a credible whistleblower just of recent. One whistleblower, Mr. Malam Danjuma, was a Muslim. He tried talking to Human Rights Watch, but the BIR, the Battalion d'Intervention Rapide, they caught him, they executed him in public. So whistleblowers like us...
They executed him in public? Is that what you just said?
In public. Yeah, they did. They did that in the public square where all the villagers had run away.
How often do people get executed in the public square? Like, are they shot in the public square? That sounds like medieval times.
It could happen every day. Even today, we can't have a daily count because we were in some urban areas. We don't have access to the hinterlands where atrocities can take place without a recorded count.
They happen, you say atrocities happen without any record of it?
Yeah, people just disappear. You know, we have the coronavirus outbreak going on right now, and countries around the world are decongesting their prison facilities. Cameroon has concentration camps. We have credible images of these concentration camps where thousands of our people are being locked up against their wish. Now, the Cameroonian government hasn't given any clear position on where it stands on decongesting these facilities. We are calling for a decongestion of these facilities so that the spread of the coronavirus will not be so as devastating in these abhorrent conditions, because you cannot lock up thousands of people in environments which are not kept. They are very unkept, right. Appalling situations. And we suspect many of these persons are dead. That's why they don't want to open up their prison facilities for the world to see.
Oh, my God. I pray that's not the case. I want to take a little bit of a step back from this specific crisis to a kind of a larger crisis where it looks like all over the world, China makes a point of supporting tyrants that are committing horrible human rights abuses, whether it's Maduro in Latin America or Iran, or in their own country, they have concentration camps of the Uyghur people. I don't know if you heard about that. Russia also is, human rights abuses. Russia does that, and Russia's investing in Cameroon and supporting Paul Biya as well. But is there a reason why you think China is supporting all these bad people all over the world, including Paul Biya, who's really, it sounds like an incredible, horrible tyrant in your situation?
I will try to say the Chinese have an interest in the southern Cameroons. Cameroon is much complex. The southern Cameroons is richer when it comes to the natural resources of the earth. So the Chinese want a bite. The Russians now want a bite. Mm. China was our president of the United Nations Security Council for the month of March, but it didn't do anything to call for a Security Council meeting on the situation that's taking place here. Why? The Chinese have been granted license to explore gold and iron ore in the southern Cameroon.
Gold and iron ore?
Yeah. Mm. We have there are reports about this. Credible reports. Mm. Mm. So they don't want to, like, stay in their... Or you give food to somebody and you see the plague without the person eating. So they want to eat their food before they say anything out.
Are you worried that you're going to get caught in the middle of a kind of a Cold War situation between powers, Western powers, and, you know, Russia and China? I mean, you're asking for the U.S. to do more and Trump to do more, as well as the United Nations. But couldn't that kind of put Cameroon right in the middle of a situation where you're kind of, you know, well, I guess that's what you'd be, stuck in the middle of these big powers, and historically that doesn't end so well, right?
Well, we all have that fear, but where there is a passion for self-determination, freedom and liberty, the United States fought a war before it became what it is today. So the Southern Cameroons just wants to fight another war, which will take it to its self-determination, to liberty, to freedom. We want to be like the United States of America, or more than that even.
Even more free.
Being caught in a complex web where we have superpowers fighting. The United States owns a drone base in Cameroon. China is coming into Africa with same ambitions. The French are in the sub-region for the same interest. So we are caught in the middle, but we will not sit back and watch our people being treated as slaves, because we are into slavery at the moment. There's a lot of things the world needs to calm down to and see for themselves. We're into slavery.
This is a lot to digest for the people listening. It's an intense issue, but it's something that's really important that we need to talk about. Now, obviously, there's also just, you know, bread and butter concerns. You have coronavirus right now. Are you there?
I'm not framing up. I was saying there are things we need to put out there for people to see. I'm sure you've seen the images, the gruesome images, the videos where people's heads are chopped off, their limbs cut, you know, things we watch only in movies. Well, there are children here who are traumatized. At the moment, children haven't gone to school for 4 to 5 years. There's been no schooling.
There's been no school for 4 to 5 years?
Yeah, there's been no school in Southern Cameroon.
Listen,
children are just...
Herman, where can people, you're going to give me a link where people can support if they're able to, if someone's listening and they're able to support, because, I mean, you're really affected by coronavirus and not just by the horrible government over there, right? So you'll send me a link. People can support you in Cameroon, that is, Southern Cameroon, is that right?
That is Southern Cameroon. We're in the Southern Cameroon. The history of Cameroon, I will encourage people, but I'll start by encouraging people to read about the history of Cameroon and get to find out more on what is happening, because I've seen situations where people don't know where Cameroon is even.
Mm. Well, what do you think is going to happen in the future?
Right now, given that the health, well, I don't know if you guys have heard about the health of the president, whom many consider is dead even, because they say he's dead.
Paul Biya, the tyrant there. Yeah.
The tyrant is dead, but I haven't had substantial confirmation about it. Well, there's already a power tussle in place. They want to install his son as successor. The dynasty wants to maintain his son as successor, just like it happens around all African countries where children would like to succeed the fathers. Mm. So they are trying to, you know, keep it low-key that he isn't dead, and they want to install the son.
I see.
Once that happens, there is going to be infighting also in Yaounde, because the main opposition leader in Cameroon has already ordered the population not to pay electricity bills, not to pay water bills, not to pay taxes until they see the tyrant live on screen. No, addressing the nation. He hasn't addressed the nation ever since the coronavirus was declared a pandemic, and that's suspicious.
Maybe he got it.
Probably the president of the National Assembly, Mr. Kavayege Jibril, got it from France. So it's not surprising.
Well, you don't want to wish disease on anybody, but it sounds like if someone could go away, we would want Paul Biya to go away and be replaced. But you're saying he'll just be replaced by his son, and so it'll be the same kind of situation.
His son, Frank Biya. Frank Biya has been absent from the political landscape of Cameroon for almost like 20 years.
Herman, what can people do in the United States? What should Trump do? We cut trade. Every country has to deal with their own crises, and we're more blessed than most countries, but, you know, we're going through a hard time too. But what can Trump do? What would you like to see happen? How can we support you?
Well, thank you for that. If I'm not too forward, I will start by applauding the move by President Trump to cut trade, the AGOA, Africa Free Trade Agreement and Opportunity Act with Cameroon. I applaud the president for that. I will also go as far as congratulating him on the limitation of financial aid to Cameroon's military. That's one point we really need to stress on. Cameroon needs to be placed under sanctions. We have government ministers who are aiding and abetting this genocide, a holocaust even, on our people. They need to be targeted with sanctions. If at most, some of them need to be arrested and tried for war crimes and genocide.
Well, we can pray that that happens, that that message gets to President Trump, and that we can do more to support the people that are suffering in Cameroon. And we'll get you back on here in the future and continue to cover this story. Thank you for your reporting, Herman. I really appreciate it. Thank you for joining the podcast today.
Thank you for having me, Dan. Talk to you some other time.
Kingston Country. You've been listening to the Dan Kingston Podcast.